increasing your efficiency can actually backfire and make things worse. This is because when you become more efficient, you tend to do more things. And if you aren't doing the right things in the first place, you have just become an expert at doing more of what does not need to be done at all. The best example here is from the world of energy. In their excellent book, The Bottomless Well, Peter Huber and Mark Mills point out that historically, it has been the case that as energy efficiency increases, we actually use more energy, not less. The reason is that as our electronic devices become more efficient, that clears the way for us to do more things with them, and so the amount of energy used goes up. Now, I actually think that this is a good thing when it comes to technology, but when it comes to our lives, it often isn't. If you become more efficient at getting things done, you will tend to do more. If you don't give thought to what that more is that you often unconsciously take on, you might just end up being incredibly efficient at completely useless things. Talk about the ultimate in unproductivity. As Peter Drucker said, the most unproductive thing of all is to make more efficient what should not be done at all. Fourth, the quest for efficiency often undermines the true source of effectiveness in any organization, the people. It gets even worse than this. Not only can the quest for efficiency be wasteful, how's that for irony? A quest for efficiency often undermines effectiveness as well. For example, many organizations suffer from the myth that the best way to make a profit, or for nonprofits, steward donor money, is to be militant about cutting costs. The problem is that this is often done in ways that undermine their employees, making their work harder and more frustrating, thereby lowering morale. The lower morale, in turn, translates into lower overall productivity for the organization and higher turnover, a very inefficient expense. Worst of all is when the employees themselves are viewed as cost centers rather than for what they really are, the true source of value in an organization. When this happens, people begin to be treated like interchangeable parts, and the quest becomes finding the person who can do the work cheapest rather than the person who can do it best. I've seen this happen firsthand, and it's not pretty. In one instance, some employees in an environment like this remarked, "We better not become too good at our jobs, or we'll be let go just like the people before us." What a shame. Fifth, efficiency is often the enemy of innovation. In addition to this, there seems to be an inverse relationship between efficiency and innovation. The more you focus on efficiency, beyond a certain point at least, the less innovative you will be. Six, the quest for efficiency often overlooks the importance of intangibles, which are now the main source of value in our knowledge economy. Tim Sanders rightly notes that success in the future, which is now, will be based on the fuzzy intangibles, the culture you nurture, the process for managing information you set up for your people, the partnerships you form around technology's opportunities and challenges. Technology, hardware, and capital can be copied easily. What can't be copied easily is the culture and human...